Discussion with Ajahn Suchin in Bangkok at the Foundation. October 2005. Recorded by Warasak and Jonathan. Edited by Jonathan and Sarah. October 5th, morning session with Sarah, John, Lisa, Azita, and Sawani.
It depends on Charita.
That's why Charita's are shown in the development of Samatha. While in Vipassana, talk about just two, Tanha and Titti, and everyone has both.
So when we read about Charita in the text, it's concerning the development of Samatha.
By the individual's accumulation, like white for you, see.
There's a difference, though, between saying that the citta turns towards a particular object. For example, the citta turns towards reflection on death, or the citta turns towards reflection on the Buddha's qualities, and saying that in order to develop Samatha, one should attend to death, or one should attend to the Buddha's qualities.
No recommendation,
okay? No.
It's not recommended to select. It depends on the individuals for each one. To Buddha and the other,
yes.
Dhamma and the other, so Sangha.
Yes.
So is there any value in a person trying to understand what kind of dharita they are?
No, impossible, because by our daily practice, or daily development, one learns to understand one's accumulation.
So, is there any purpose in the classification into charities then?
I think that, for example, those who were so fussy and irritated, well, that person thinks about metta,
yes.
It helps. But we cannot say, let's have it, or we practice it.
No, we can just say that if someone is complaining or fussing, that metta is useful or valuable.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think that all kusala is so helpful, but it depends on whether there is a strong attachment to it or not, or just developing by the accumulation.
Actually, from my observation, the reason people are interested in charitas is because they think they have to choose a meditation subject.
Yeah. And so they think they can, but actually they can't.
So this is what I meant here, was that no need to specially attend to or specially select an object, because it's like saying, now this will be my accumulation, instead of understanding one's accumulation as it is when it arises.
Because you see that even the development of samatha is not easy at all. Having less attachment by such knowledge of knowing how citta can be kusala, that's all. So that person knows by moment which arises then, whether it's time for what kind of kusala, by understanding, not by trying to select in order to concentrate, so that the person might have wrong view, thinking that she or he has gained such and such level, which is wrong because it's not right understanding. So the understanding is also very important too, for both samatha and vipassana.
And if that understanding is developed, then that's a condition for having more kusala.
Right. And when it's more kusala, more tranquility, more calm, that's all.
We generally talk about knowing nama as nama, rupa as rupa, for example, and we don't so much talk about kusala and akusala.
Because you see that even kusala and akusala are also nama.
Yes.
And do we have the perfect understanding of the distinction between nama and rupa yet?
No.
So instead of just trying to make believe whether it's kusala or akusala, what about developing the understanding of nama to be used to the characteristic of no self at moment of seeing, hearing, thinking, and so on.
Though I remember you sometimes say that there can't be understanding or development of satipatthana all the time, and at other times there may be conditions for kusala of a different kind, like samatha. How this distinction between kusala and akusala is known?
Can you know the distinction between kusala and akusala without knowing the characteristic of nama first?
Yes.
So wrong answer, obviously.
I was saying the same thing, because sometimes you know
so it's still yours.
Yes. it would be still mine.
That's just a reality.
A person can develop samatha without having developed satipatthana.
So, it's not the development of satipatthana. It can be the development of samatha.
Yes.
But not the satipatthana. Because you see that realities arise and fall away so fast.
Yes.
What is left is only the nimitta. You know, they can try to know whether it's akusla or kusla. Panya learns to understand realities as they are in order to eliminate the idea of self from attachment to all these objects as self.
Yeah.
First, and then later on, one knows that panya grows later. But there must be the eradication of wrong view first. Because right now, who can tell whether what moment is kusla and what moment is akusla? But in order to understand that there is no self, it's nama.
Yes.
That characteristic now is experiencing the object.
I've written down here confusion about the development of sati, because when I read other stuff, like for example the seven factors of enlightenment, mindfulness, investigation of the law, energy, rapture, a lot of the reading I do seems like you have to do something, and it's only when I listen to you or some of the tapes, then it comes back to that you can't do any of this because there is no me to do this. It has to be that development of an understanding first. So I've actually shelved a lot of my reading because I get frustrated. I read stuff and it says should do this, do that, and then I always come back, but there has to be the understanding first of this very moment. So it seems to me, what's the point in doing all this reading? Because I just then have this clinging on, oh, I'll do this, I'll develop metta and I'll be a good person. But in fact, I'm not.
So he's right.
Well, I really feel in here, it's the present moment. I mean, that is so obvious. What else is there?
To know that there is no self is right or wrong?
I think it's right.
So?
Yeah.
It has to be right from this moment.
I guess it's just clinging on to wanting to understand a little bit more.
So one begins to see how deep we cling to the idea of self, very deeply.
Yeah.
Otherwise it seems like so easy to know, but actually it's not. We learn a lot in order to be sure, to be really well established of the knowledge that there is no self. Not just for this life, but for eons and eons. Because we can talk about sanya, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what sanya used to remember or mark. Mm-hmm. Other things besides realities right now, see? So in order to change from sanya of self into sanya of no self, it's not easy at all. So no matter how much we read or how many books we read, but in order to know, really know, make it very well established that there is no self. Otherwise, after reading, then the self comes in again all the time because of sanya, which has remembered and always marked reality as something, not as a reality which arises and falls away. So one learns to understand the five karanas, the sanya, which keeps on marking and remembering wrongly because it's not the direct experience of the no self and just arise and falls away conditioned realities. That's why it needs sanya as well to develop so that there can be condition for awareness to be aware as no self who is aware. The more we read and the more we hear, the more we think, it's just for the establishment of firm and sound understanding of no sound. Just that.
So I should pick up my books again.
And what books?
The Dharma books. I haven't been reading very much at all.
For example, like the factors of the Ho-Chanka, like the factors of enlightenment, it seems like how and when and where should all these factors develop. But actually, it has to be from this moment on. Because without all these listenings and considering, how can there be such considering or investigating reality to become the Ho-Chanka later?
Because it does seem like these factors of enlightenment, and a lot of the suttas even, the Buddha was speaking with well-developed monks. And
what
so
about
I read
us
that.
Now?
Us now, I'm
okay.
So far
but
away
I see
from
that. Later on, this will be the factor of the Pochanka, even right now at this moment.
I mean, it has to develop in order to become Bojanga, so like Panyat has to begin developing now, otherwise you'll never be the Bojanga.
It's not like that you just want to see someone, talk about something and have the factors to be a Bojanga right then. It's not like that. From moment to moment, it moves on by Sankara Kanya, conditioned each moment right now. Not ready to be a Bojanga yet, but without this moment, there will never be Bojanga.
It's a common view that samatha should be developed in order to make the Bojangas then develop.
Do you want yourself very soon?
Yeah, I'd like that.
See, lobha is there already. No way to get away from it.
But I think in terms of whether it's reading or listening or reflection or whatever, there isn't any rule about that, is there?
No, there isn't any rule. There doesn't seem to be any rule. But then again, there is, because if it's not developed now, as Ajahn says, when does it develop?
But if you say you're giving up reading,
probably temporarily.
Listening to tapes or even other source of reminders. It doesn't matter where the reminders come from, does it?
No, true.
You see that even then, when it's well established of understanding, there can be right understanding of that reality as just being conditioned, very anatta, so that one can have more understanding of anattaness. But the self comes in, so no understanding, just turn away from those moments, see? Life is like this, so we know how the panya grow. Very, very gradually. But as one knows what panya knows, then right understanding can seek in or be conditioned to arise. So one keeps on going, naturally, developing understanding of this moment, that's enough, each moment enough for that very moment.
Keep going on.
There's not much else you can do, really, you see.
Otherwise, the self or the lopa is there. You never get away from samsara.
Ajahn, earlier you mentioned sanya. You said because of sanya. Sanya, you can't develop different sanya.
Right sanya or wrong sanya, with understanding or without understanding.
But on the other hand, we often say that the characteristic of sanya, is it known now?
No.
I mean, is there awareness of sanya now?
Okay, whenever you are thinking, is there no sanya?
There is sanya. And it can be right or wrong.
It's conditioned for such thinking.
Yes.
See? And it keeps on being conditioned for such and such thinking.
Yes, must be.
So the way to develop right sanya is now, this moment.
Yes.
With panya.
But this isn't because of awareness of the characteristic of sanya, it's by understanding theoretically what is right and what is wrong,
by
thinking or what is...
beginning to pay attention to sanya as a factor of satipatthana. Otherwise, what else is conditions for it?
Yes, I can see that it's different from, say, pasa, which is entirely, I would say, neutral. I mean, pasa is... content is essential too, but we don't say because of pasa, or sometimes we do.
Sanya.
But sanya,
which conditions pasa.
Yeah, especially when it comes to concepts. I mean, sanya obviously plays an incredibly important role, because where else do concepts come from if it's not sanya?
I think that's why sanya is the main sankara in the five sankara.
Sanya kanda conditions.
Yes,
sankara kanda.
Yes, because is so prominent, because we can't just delete our old experience. It's there. Where there's cause and condition, then we just recall to our mind, you see?
How about sanya as marking?
Whatever you use the term, sanya is there, performing is functioning. Because you see, it's very difficult to just use one word and try to understand reality.
Yeah.
For example, let's think about Chanda. What is the proper word for it? Mm-hmm. To be a thing that it can be interest. It seems close to Chanda.
Uh-huh.
Or satisfactoriness or something.
Or wish
like.
For
yeah.
something.
If Chanda is marking every object that's happening, how come it's not just chaos?
One at a time.
Well, it is one at a time, I realise that. But when you've got a train of thought going, it seems to hang together.
Uh-huh. That is its course or its way to be like that. No separation from this moment to other moment.
This sanya conditions the next moment of sanya.
Not just this. Long time ago, the accumulation from one moment to another moment. Not just from the previous moment.
Back on the question of charita, here are a couple of quotes that people often give, which is why I would suggest people have the idea of selecting objects, for example, from the Visuddhimagga, the four divine abidings and four colour kasinas are suitable for one of hating temperament, and mindfulness of death, the recollection of peace, the divining of the four elements and the perception of repulsiveness in nutriment are suitable for one of intelligent temperament. So people read these comments and then think, oh, okay, I'm one of hating temperament or I'm one of intelligent temperament, therefore recollect often on the Brahma Viharas or on death or whatever it is that they read about. But in fact, according to one's charita, one can find, oh, okay, if one has a lot of dosa, it's helpful to develop metta, but this is different from selecting one of these objects that one reads about.
Yeah, and actually we do have all charitas.
Yes.
So no selection at all.
No.
Otherwise we have more akusala.
Right.
Instead of akusala trying to select.
So how should one read these quotes, like this friend who wrote about this, he also said about how Buddha Gosa discusses various temperaments and lists the intelligent and hating temperaments as parallel.
Can one know one's own jarita by not knowing anything at all?
Only by understanding
like now,
the present
what is my jarita and what is the other's jarita.
Well, people generalize, like one says conventionally, oh, someone has a lot of anger, or someone has a lot of metta, or someone is very intelligent, but these are just concepts.
Until when banya grows, someone can know.
So this is why I was trying to suggest that as soon as one has an idea of saying, oh, well, I'm this temperament, and therefore I select this object, it's not actually understanding anything about charita.
Because one doesn't know one's said jarita.
Jarita, is that the same as accumulations?
Or character or temperament?
So on the sanya thing then, is this why sanya then is a separate kanda?
And sometimes, instead of using the term ditta, the Buddha said about sanya instead of ditta, how important sanya is.
Right. Once one understands the importance of sanya, what difference does that make?
That it's not I who remember.
But you mentioned earlier something about beginning to become aware of the characteristic of sanya.
It doesn't matter at all when awareness will arise, be aware of sanya or not. It's the matter of developing right understanding in order to have less attachment.
So it's just something to reflect on.
Anything that is conditioned for right understanding.
Right.
On Azita's question, the difference between accumulations and jarita, actually we have a lot of different terms. We talk about accumulations as pakatu panissya, and then we have jarita referring to character, and then refer to ayuhana and asaya anusya and archaya. And also Sankara Kanda. Are they all these different terms just to stress different aspects?
Or to help one to understand life and volumes better. For example, when we talk about accumulation, even there is no action or speech yet, what about just the accumulation itself? But in the day, our move and our speech reflect the accumulation.
So if we use charita, for example, it more indicates the behaviour. Yeah.
Oh, the apparent behaviour. Yeah.
Okay.
And what about ayuhana?
Ayuhana is the gamma, this conditioning kind of consciousness.
Okay. Right, the chaitanya.
It collects all the possible gamma for that life to be conditions for each happening.
And asya, anusya refer to all accumulations, to good and bad.
Right.
So any difference from when we use accumulations?
Good and bad.
Good and
including
bad.
Including asya.
And
asya,
so accumulations asya. Including good and bad, because accumulations...
And anusya is only bad.
Right. And we talk about the accumulations referring to pakatu panisya because they are conditioned by pakatu panisya. What about the word achaya?
The same as accumulation. Other word like atimurti.
And then sometimes we talk about sankhara kanda, so accumulations by sankhara
different
kanda.
Aspects.
Different aspects. Yeah.
For example, when we talk about parami, you see, we use different word.
Yes.
Because not just good and bad accumulation, but that which can be parami for becoming enlightened.
Right, the special good qualities that can be parami.
That has been
accumulated.
But only good and bad does mean that it can be parami. And for atimutti, it shows the difference between the quality of accumulation. Some has good, very good qualities, and the others have less.
And the other one, vasana.
Vasana is that which can be both good and bad.
Good and bad.
But for the bad aspect, only Buddha can
eradicate it.
It's very fine, finer and finer to the way of speech, of looking, of everything.
Just as a mannerism.
Yes.
Right now we can see vasana of the sitting posture.
Right.
See.
Yeah.
When we talk about vasana, it's that. Yeah. And it will condition other lives too. Next time.